nice to relax, and I'm ready to party! Smooth,
gentlemen, move! Welcome to the weekend with those two girls.
Exciting! I have a mustache.
Here we go.
Good
that
morning, everybody.
When I see it.
When I hear it.
Saturday morning. Hi, guys. You are with Lise and Sarah. Sarah.
Yes. G'day. Have you recovered from the shock you seemed to have when I walked in on you in the bathroom this morning doing your makeup?
Don't ever do that. Okay. There is an urban legend in this building that there's a ghost here. I got in spectacularly early this morning, 20 to 6, and then you just walked in unannounced.
I was like, hey, but it took you, you looked at me for 4 seconds and then went,
It was delayed because my heart like literally gave out and I was looking at you going, is it real or is it just my imagination?
Well, so, my winter skin does make me look even more ghostly than ever,
you know,
I
you
suppose.
Look like a ghost at the best of times. Can you just next time announce your, what is that on your shirt? Hold on. You've just revealed French typography on a shirt. Yeah. Why do you wear French? Is it for me?
It is for you. I'm trying to get it on this French act. It's French act. It says La Maison de Paris.
That just hurt. It's La Maison de Paris. It means the House of Paris. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that slight nod to my heritage.
La Maison de Paris.
You like those people that get tattoos and don't know what they mean?
Totally. When you think you've got like eternity on your back and it actually means where's the toilet?
Sarah, on the topic of surprises.
Yes.
I got a nasty surprise on Thursday.
Well, be quick because C is about to start. What was it?
A tax bill. $7,000. I forgot to pay it.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Because I didn't spreadsheet it. That's why.
Well, I think maybe some C and maybe never give up, Liz. Never give up on your spreadsheeting because you failed there. If you'd spreadsheeted that, this would never have happened.
It's the worst day
You're
ever.
A disappointment.
Those two girls that hit 105.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Lise, I've got some really exciting celebrity news for you.
Are you just faking excitement? You've got a fake smile on your face. Just hit me with it.
Well, Kim and Kanye have hired a surrogate to carry their third baby.
But now, they're fertile, aren't they? They've had two kids already.
Well, yes, but apparently Kim has a condition called placenta accreta or accreta, which I had to Google it. I didn't know what it meant, but it just means that she's at a higher risk of bleeding during delivery. So they're having a surrogate. So there's, you know.
Oh, there's a reason for it. Right.
So there you go. Now, I want to tell you, so they found someone. They pay her $45,000. She gets $5,000 if there's a multiple birth. So $45,000 for one child, $5,000 for any additional if she has twins.
Okay. But they're their eggs. They're her, Kim's eggs.
So surrogacy, is that it's their DNA, their little embryo implanted in somebody else's oven to make the baby and deliver it. And they pay $70,000 to the surrogate agency, but they're sparing no expense. They're putting her up in a luxurious resort. She's getting a personal chef to give her every pregnancy taste bud whim.
But
there's a list of conditions that she can and can't do. No smoking, drinking, drugs, hot tubs, saunas, no touching cat litter, no hair dyes, you know, the standard kind of stuff. Yeah,
no
standard
fun.
Standard. So let me ask you, would you ever be a surrogate?
I would.
Would you?
Unfortunately, I have an incompetent cervix. So that's the biggest buzzkill for any woman. But my doctor did.
He said offensive medical term. It's useless.
I'm like,
it's useless.
That's what makes me a woman, a cervix, and I'm incompetent. Great. But I did have two kids. So, yes, I would go again I'd do it for my sister, for a friend. I'd do it for you. No,
would
I wouldn't.
Oh, great. There's standards. Well, in Australia, you can't. You can only do surrogacy altruistically, so for free, and I think there's a lot of counselling. So you can't get paid to carry someone else's
baby. Would you do it?
No.
You're not nice enough.
I'm not nice enough. You know what? I think it's because I put on close to 30 kilos each pregnancy, and I'm prepared to get that heavy for my own kids, but no.
Not if you have to give that baby away.
again. No, no.
And the caramello koalas of the world just wouldn't live up to how much you consume
I don't know if there's
them.
Enough caramello koalas available for me to produce.
If you're
again.
Addicted to napping, we're going to be chatting about the nap addicted member of this team in a few minutes' time. It's those two girls that hit 105.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Guys, 13, 10, 60, if you need a nap to get through the day. If you're an adult who actively naps, I want to hear from you. Because Sarah,
I cannot believe you're trying to get a posse around you.
I know there's people out there. I've got a story to tell you. Okay, so lately I've had a few lurgies, I've had a few colds and, you know, just your typical winter cold. But as a whole, I've realised something about myself that I'm actually not even ashamed of, come to think of it. Here's my confession. I nap every day.
You're not telling me anything I don't know. I know that I cannot call you between 12 and 2 most days because you are down for the count.
Correct.
You have an almost 4-year-old who you still make nap 2 hours a day. Oh, don't bring him into your sordid little sleep games.
He happily naps. As well. This is the reality. I mean, we are still very lucky with our jobs being as flexible as they are, that in the early part of every week, I am at home with our youngest. Now, here's the confession. I sleep every day between the hours of 12 and 2. I actually get under the covers and I have a proper nap.
But let me ask you, Lise, during the night, are you only having 4 or 5 hours of sleep to need this daytime nap to catch up? No. Tell everyone how much you sleep at night too.
I sleep 9 hours.
9 hours?
So it came
so
to my attention.
Plus 2, yes. Maths A, 11.
I sleep away half the day. That is correct. However, for me, Sarah, it's almost a form of meditation. In this day and age, you've got to take care of yourself, and sleep is a form, is one of the best forms of medicine. I feel peaceful, I feel calm.
Yeah, yada, yada, yada. You weren't thinking that earlier in the week when you took yourself off
Correct.
To the doctor.
Correct. So because everyone, you in particular, may make me feel so bad about napping. I thought maybe there's something wrong with me.
Maybe I'm jealous.
So I went to my GP and I said, look, perhaps I sleep more than a grown woman should. Should we run some tests? And she said, well, yeah, I do think perhaps we should run a thyroid test and just general bloods. Maybe you're anemic. You must be anemic.
To have all those ads playing on Hit 105 rubbed in. Good news, I'm iron deficient.
Yes, well, I thought I must be. A lot of women are. Anyway, went, got a blood test, did all that, went to get my results yesterday.
Okay, right, and so you haven't told me what the results are.
Thyroid levels, brilliant. I have no thyroid issues whatsoever.
Excellent.
My iron levels are through the roof. I am the opposite of anemic.
Right.
I am very healthy. My bloods all came back brilliant. There is nothing wrong with me. I am just a human sloth. I am proud of it. I think napping is underrated. I'm never going to give it up. Don't make me give it up. Proud napper, out and proud. I'm ready for a sleep.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Now, Lise, I want to talk about lying. And I want to hear from people on 13 10 60 if you have grown up or believed a lie your parents have told you for a very long length of time, right? So without obviously stating the bleeding obvious parents in the car, what lie have you believed from your parents? Lise, this is off the back of Roxy Jasenko.
Yes.
Rocking up. She's obviously Australia's PR queen.
Queen.
Rocking up to collect her husband, Oliver Curtis, from jail. He was there for 12 months for insider trading in his 20s. And they've got two little kids together, Pixie and
Hunter, who's
Hunter.
Three. So Pixie's 5, Hunter's 3.
And so Roxy told the kids that Daddy was away on a 12-month business trip.
In China.
In
I
China.
Think they said. Yeah. They
and
actually...
so when Daddy came to their private jet after being released from jail yesterday, they just thought Dad's come back from China.
Yeah.
Right? Or as Trump says, China. I love doing that. Now, okay. I want to ask,
I had the best words.
Kudos to Roxy for pulling that off. Have your parents lied to you?
I'm trying to think of something that they said that stuck with me, but no, but I lie to my children all the time.
I know you do. Yeah. You I have put a very the fear of God into them. Tell them what you lie about.
I've created a breed of bird called the wolf birds. We live on acreage, so it's very easy for me to make up animals. They're terrified of these birds. So the wolf birds come at dusk. If they're not bathed and in pyjamas, the wolf birds come and they pick up little children from verandas of old Queenslanders and take them back to their nests. And I have the sound down pat whenever we hear
them. What's the sound? What's the sound? It's, do it. This lie is not complete unless there's a sound effect. Do it.
No, and I do like the scary, like, you know, that movie, The Birds, I do. They're coming. The wolf birds, I can hear them.
Do this.
But I don't even need to do it because we live in an environment where there's lots of scary AF sounds going on and the kids are just like running their little naked bodies across verandas. Quick, get me a flannelette pajama. I'm excellent at it.
Oh, my God. I love that much. I grew up believing that my dad lost his finger because a crocodile bit it off.
Hold on. Is he fingerless?
Yeah. So he's lost his finger. Well, he's missing two fingers. Four
what
fingers,
happened?
They're your front fingers. So he's missing the tip of one,
okay.
Which actually happened because he got his fingers slammed in a door when he was a kid. The tip came off and then a cat ate it. So that's a true story, okay? That's true. But then the other one, the other one.
Cat ate it. Yeah, keep going.
Better
sorry.
Than whiskers. And the other one, it's down, it's lost to the sort of the first knuckle. And he told me that a crocodile ate it when he was fishing.
Well, that is plausible.
And it is considering a cat ate the other one. So I believed that for years. Truth was, he lost it in a chain in a workplace accident before occupational health and safety.
So how old were you when that came to the floor?
Oh, look, I was probably about 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So Roxy and Oliver have lied to their kids. We want to hear what you've lied to your kids about.
So 13, 10, 60, what do you lie to your kids about?
Take your calls next.
Weekend Breakfast with those two girls.
We are talking on 13, 10, 60, what lies did you tell your kids? Now, this is off the back of Roxy Jasenko picking up her husband, Oliver Curtis, from prison where he's been for 12 months. But she told her little kidlets, Pixie and Hunter, that daddy was away in China on a 12-month business trip.
Let's talk to Melissa in Wynnum. Melissa, have you lied to your kids lately?
No, my mum lied to me when I was a kid.
Okay.
She used to tell me that the GGs will come and take me away if I'm not in bed by 9 o'clock.
What are the GGs?
I don't know. They were like some monster that she thought up and she fully painted a picture of them and everything.
What was that picture? Was it as good as Lisa's wolf birds that she terrorises
like
her boys with?
She kind of made him describe like a Dementor off of Harry Potter kind of thing.
Oh,
that was scary.
And she was like, I would dart down the hallway if I wasn't in bed by 9 and hide under the covers. And she would like stomp down the hallway and be like, oh my God, they're here.
Your mum is my type of gal.
I love that commitment to the story that parents are showing.
You've got it.
100%. I was in bed by 9 o'clock every night.
How old were you when you cottoned on?
She was like 27.
It was a long time. I was probably like maybe 10 or 12. Every night I was in bed by 9.
Solid lie.
The GGs.
And my brother would join in too. Like he cottoned on pretty early, but it's because he's older than me. But he would like.
He would add to it.
Mum would be in the room and be like, no, no, she's in bed. She's in bed. Don't take her. I'm just like petrified.
Melissa.
Oh, my gosh. That's classic, Melissa. Thank you for calling on 13 10 60, talking through what lies you have been told as a kid. Now, we actually roped in Jace, our producer, because your parents told you a bit of a whopper, didn't they?
Yeah, my dad was. We were scared of lightning when we were kids. We always thought it would hit the house and blow us all up.
Yeah, yeah. Valid concern.
Yeah,
that
happens. Chances it could. And my dad told me that if lightning ever hit the house, we would start floating inside the house and we wouldn't touch the ground until we left the house. And I believe that up until maybe 10 or 11. And I think what actually how I found out the truth was I was telling my mate about it at school.
No.
And he was like, Dude, that doesn't happen, man.
Were you doing a science assignment and you're like, right, when a storm comes and the electricity from the lightning strikes,
and you start floating,
you'll start elevating through the house, just holding on, like
well,
a Harry Potter type thing.
I didn't leave the house if lightning hit, because I was like, I'm going to get to fly forever.
You're just up there in the house playing Quidditch until you leave.
This is before Harry Potter, but yeah.
Vicky from Oxenford, do you have something that can beat flying from lightning?
Every Thursday night, my husband and I would have date night, and I would videotape Big Dog and play it at like 6 o'clock, so I didn't have to wait till quarter to eight for them to go to bed.
And you'd just pretend it was on TV?
Yep.
Is that what you mean? I've done that too. Yep. I love you already. I've done that. I was like, oh my God, look what's on TV tonight. What great timing. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, that's like Shaun the Sheep is our cue. Yeah. So 10 to 7, Shaun the Sheep, then it's bedtime. So yeah, I've done it. It's not on TV tonight. It's on ABC iView. Here you go.
Did they ever get sick of watching the flick, Vicky?
No, because I'd just put it on and I'd go, okay, bedtime, off they'd go. When the eldest one could tell the time, that's when it lost all its power.
Oh, God. I mean, can I just say, though, date night, who even are you?
Like that's a whole other phone conversation, Vicky. Well, there you go. Looks like Roxy's not alone. That's it.
Lots of lies in this city. Little fibber wibbers.
Yep.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Lees, while we were talking in the break, what about in shopping centres?
Oh, yeah.
The rides. Are you just like, it's broken?
Absolutely. It's broken. All of them are.
And then we found out that the people who own those ride shopping centres are like billionaires because everyone just keeps feeding those $2 coins
in. Of course they are. It's a great... Look, we couldn't... This is... we're going to listen from... Oh, God. Blah, blah. I give up. Go. Talk
for me. Do you
need
to have a nap?
Maddie. Yes, I do. I need a nap. Maddie from Ipswich, you've got a parental classic lie. I want to hear it. That's what I'm trying to say. Tell us your story, please.
How you going, girls?
Good.
Yeah, so it wasn't a lie to me. It was actually my little sister. So we used to have the Mr. Whippy, so the ice cream man, come past our house quite often.
Yes.
And every time he'd come past, you know, my sister would want ice cream. So my mum told her that every time the music played, he's run out of ice cream.
Yeah.
Clever.
Twisted on its head. Yeah, you don't hear those trucks anymore, though, lately, do you? I tell you what, though, if there's a rogue Brisbane Mr. Whippy van just floating around, can you please call in to Hit 105 at North Key? I could really go a chock mint.
She's healthy.
Beats my Weet-Bix for Saturday morning brekkie.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
It's those two girls at Hit 105 playing Game of Suburbs. If you're a bit of a Brisbane expert, you get one clue per caller. See if you can try and work this suburb out. The easy clues this morning, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Always, right? Okay, Dean from Fernie Grove. Are you ready?
I'll give it a go, guys.
Okay, this suburb has been flooded 3 times in 130 years.
Oxley.
It's a solid guess.
It's a solid guess.
Good one, Dean. Better luck next time. All right, Chelsea from Victoria Point. Chelsea? You can hear the state of origin from this suburb.
Woolloongabba?
No.
Nah.
No. Could hear the Adele concert from Woolloongabba. I don't know about state of origin. Could you?
Nah.
No, I don't think so. All right, Sandra from Crestmead, how's your morning?
Good, how are you?
Good, jolly good to be talking to you. Now, this suburb has a little village, but it doesn't have a red room or a yellow room. It has a blue room.
Oh, gosh.
Sandra.
It's ruthless. This game is ruthless. My heart just dropped.
I'm sorry. Okay, Dave from South Ripley. I'm feeling you're going to get this.
Dave, you're going to get this. Okay, Dave, this suburb sounds a little like Chappelle Corby's mum's name.
Oh, sure. Milton?
I've never met a lady called Milton.
I was going to say.
But there's always a first.
There's always a first. All right, we're going to our next caller.
Okay. Aliyah from Kedron. Did I say that right?
Yeah, no, Talia.
Talia.
Sorry about that.
So
okay.
Close. Aliyah is, wow, it's,
also
it's uncanny. Okay. Talia, there was once a Marist Brothers school in this suburb.
Marist Brothers school.
She's Googling. You've got a team of people there, don't you? Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. Okay, we're going to our backup clues, Sarah.
Jackie from Victoria Point.
Jackie, this suburb... Hello. Hi. This suburb is pretty close to the Wesley Hospital.
Is it Lutwyck?
No. Give up.
No, it's not. Okay.
These people goodness. Have brought shame on our city.
Okay. Kim from Birkdale. If you went for a stroll in this suburb, you might say, hello, Governor, while you were walking along Fernberg Road.
Idiot Rosalie.
Yes! Oh, Kim, finally. I was just trying to think up, what's going to be our next clue. Like, it's not Tulip Lee, it's Rosalie. That was going to be my clue.
I just like Chappelle Corby's mum's name, Milton. It's Rosalie. Rosalie Corby.
Kim, right. You're our winner. Congratulations.
We've got
to
a prize for you. We don't know what it is. It's a surprise, this show. We'll play again next week.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Okay. I am going to fake excitement. This is Sarah's favourite segment where she explains to us with great joy the origin of common phrases and idioms in the English language. I'm excited.
Yes, great. I'm really pleased to see this.
Now, my teeth.
You know how you were surprised a couple of days ago with a huge tax bill from last year that you didn't realise needed to be paid and you had to pay through the nose?
Yes, I'm familiar with that
paying through the nose. But so it's like, oh, God, that hurts paying for that, doesn't it?
Okay, yep. Yes.
Well, it actually comes from a Viking punishment. It's pretty gruesome. Of slitting the nose from tip of the nose to the eyebrow for anybody who refused to pay tax. So it actually has a literal meaning. So if you didn't pay, you would, I don't need to spell it out.
That is my favourite nerdy one you've done so far. Yes, because I was obsessed with that show Vikings until they had a scene like that and then I could no longer watch it because it was so gruesome.
Well, they were vile. Rough. They were rough and ready, those blokes.
Love that one, Sarah.
Okay.
Oh my God, I never thought I'd like any of these.
God, I never thought this would happen. All right, what about Bob's your uncle? When people are like, right, little lady, you just put one lace over there, tie it through, and you've tied your shoelaces. Bob's your uncle. There you go. Whoop, done.
It's overused, in my opinion.
Is it?
Yes, people use it.
Please don't take this down and not when we're on such a high level.
Okay, so who
that
is
actually
this Bob?
Comes from 1887 when there was a British Prime Minister called Robert Cecil, and he appointed a bloke called Arthur Balfour to be another high political position. And apparently this Arthur was pretty useless and he ended up becoming the PM of Britain too. But it was because Robert Cecil was his uncle. So basically Uncle Bob gave his nephew favourable position. So that's why it then became a use in language of like, oh, is Bob your uncle? You know, and then I can see you losing interest.
I'm just thinking like now it's going to be like Donald's your uncle. That's where it's going to go.
Is Trump your uncle?
Yeah, Trump your uncle.
Okay, Blind Freddy.
Yes. I don't know what that means, though.
No, like,
what does that mean?
Are you kidding? Like, Blind Freddy could see that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, like, it's something so obvious.
So obvious.
Yes.
Okay.
Flagrant. Is that a word? It is.
This isn't your segment. This comes from there was a blind busker in Sydney in the 1920s whose name was Freddie, but he was able to move around the city no problemo, even though he was blind. So this started back in the 1920s, Blind Freddie.
That's way too vague. That's nonsense.
Nope, that's
no one would create a phrase off the back of a blind busker. Don't buy it.
No,
is that
it's
all
an
you've
Aussie
got?
One.
Good.
No, I've got one
Excellent.
More Aussie one. No, and... Drongo. You're a Drongo. You're a Drongo. Okay?
Okay, Drongo.
Just let me get this out because this is good. A Drongo is a type of bird. Did you know that? A spangled Drongo.
Yes.
Okay. It's not generally dumb, but unlike most other birds that migrate, it actually goes to colder areas in winter.
Idiot.
And there was an Aussie racehorse called Drongo, and in 37 starts, it never won a race. Drongo, over and out. Woo! Oh, I'm so
She's
pumped.
So
How are you feeling? Are you still on a high?
Disgustingly happy. No, that took me right down.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
My Maxim, who's three and a bit, is currently severely hero-worshipping Remy, who's 7.5, his older brother.
Yeah.
And it's just getting...
That's not embarrassing.
Well, it is because he is now wearing his older brother's school uniform everywhere. So I had to take him to, well, I had to get my blood test last week. He's going to rugby training, his older brother's rugby training in a school uniform. Parents are looking at me going, this child looks awkwardly young to be wearing a school uniform. Have you just pushed him into an institute, a school institution early?
You're like a tiger parent. Yeah. You're three, you're ready for prep, yes. Off you go.
And he can barely say his C's and T's correctly. And I'm just like, he's not school. I have to explain it. Every time I walk into Woolies or something, he's not school age. He's just obsessed with his brother. I mean, to the point where he's now, like I've said to him, you're not going to school until 2019. Do you understand that you're still 18 months away from this? And he said, I go to school, I will make friends. And I said, well, what friends are you making? And he said, I'm going to have Ewan as a friend. No, that's your brother's friend. I'm going to have Henry as a friend. That is also your brother's friend. You have no life. You need to get out of this uniform. It's too much. I don't like...
Well, I reckon I can top that. So... For those of you listening, Lee's and my youngest kids are only 2 days apart. So they're exactly the same ages. And I took the girls on an excursion to Newstead House last weekend. I've been wanting to go there for years, mostly to show the kids how easy they have it these days. You know, just pointing out chamber pots and shoes with buttons.
Some washboards.
You know, dolls with porcelain that you couldn't actually throw around, etc. And often in those historical society type things, they're manned by elderly people or retirees.
Volunteers.
It's very noble. Volunteers. Love it. So we rocked up. And the lady who, or the man actually, who took our money said, we don't have many refreshments to offer you, but there is some iced tea at the end of the veranda when you're ready.
Nice.
That's lovely, isn't it? So they obviously make the iced tea.
That's nice.
And it's all nice and chilled. So we'd gone through all the rooms. I'd fielded a million questions. My eldest was like, I really wish I was a servant so I could just churn the butter every day. I was like, well, maybe you should start with making your bed first and then we can work on churning butter. Anyway, my youngest, little Kay, she walked down the edge. She's like, I'm thirsty. I was like, right, well, all they have here is some iced tea. Can I have some? Yes, sure. So the old man is close by, making sure that, you know, we're happy and what have you. We all have some iced tea. Tasted beautiful.
Sweet.
Sweet. Divine. Peachy. I love some iced tea.
Yeah, it's got to be sweet.
My 3.5-year-old smells it, takes a sip, swills it, smacks her lips together with her little pigtails waving in the breeze and goes, tastes too winey.
Alcoholic.
Oh, I was like, you drink milk.
She takes up to her mother.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Sarah, on page
Please.
29.
Yeah. Of, just like saying your name.
Thank you. On page 29 of today's Courier Mail, there's a really interesting article that has captured my attention. It talks about how June is the month of discontent in couples for a number of reasons. First of all, it's cold. It's a cold month. Mm. People are starting to get cabin fever. Mm. There's a lot of end of financial year stresses.
Fever. Cabin fever.
End of financial year is putting people, putting couples on edge.
Certainly is for you.
Absolutely. It's also the midway point of the year where individuals or couples realise that they may not have accomplished much in the 6 months.
This is depressing,
now,
isn't it?
Well, Wednesday, as you know, was the winter solstice, which means it's the shortest day of the year. So I want to know, did you and Wills fight on Wednesday? Are you feeling any of these?
No, I mean, mostly with winter solstice. Can I just say, I've clearly watched too much Trolls because I was just wanting Bergens to come out talking about solstice and eating Trolls.
Right.
I have an issue with him in winter because he's from North Queensland and he will walk around the house whinging and moaning about how cold it is, but he'll just be wearing board shorts and a T-shirt.
But
I'm
like,
what's your IQ? Like, what have I married here? Put a freaking jumper on and some of your parachute tracksuit pants that go like this, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. When he walks through the house. Like, you've got them in your drawer, put them on.
He's just a good Queenslander.
Winter is my element. Mm. I love winter. It's my happiest time of year.
So do you not feel these winter blues?
No, I love it. I'm all covered up. There's no sun. living in the shadows in the cold.
I get the cabin fever thing. I think when when it's colder, you spend a lot more time indoors and you spend a lot more time with your significant other, which is problematic.
Well, what about
when you've been married?
I know
we've
brought up your tax bill and how you were surprised with the tax bill, but yeah. You, speaking of end of financial year, pressures on couples, you.
Well, I didn't tell Dane. No. I paid him. And then he texted me because I thought, because this is what happened, okay? Okay, I'm blaming winter, first of all. That's what I'm going to do. This is what happened. We sold our car on the day I got the tax bill reminder, and he was so pumped that all this money was being injected into our account. So I was like, I'm just not going to tell him that I'm paying $7,000 out of it. And then he texted me and he was like, we've been hacked. Our bank account, that's it. They're taking us for everything we've got, please. And I said, no, it was me. We haven't been hacked. It's okay. I forgot to pay a tax bill from 2016.
Instead of the RAV4, you've taken the Lee's 7.
And I just said, it's cold, honey. Let's cuddle up. I'll make it up to you under.
Make it worth your while.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
Rizzy, it's that time of the show where we give you a safe place to get off those little things that have given you the irrits. They've annoyed you, they've vexed you, they've made you a wee bit angry during the week. Here are some of our faves from past week.
Sending text messages to somebody and they don't even bother to reply to me.
Triggered.
People who walk in the right-hand side of escalators.
Triggered.
So many soul sisters and brothers out there with things that annoy them. Sarah, what's your triggered this week?
Well, there is a cafe at Carindale, and there's a few around Brisbane who've done it, but there's one at Carindale who's particularly bad at it. Ooh. It's when they bring out my food, but the serviette is underneath the food.
Triggered.
That's right. Not now, under the plate.
No, not under the plate. Under the food. So I was under the impression a serviette was supposed to be clean when you get it. Not that my ham, cheese and tomato toasty has melted all over it.
I think you're a germaphobe.
Triggered.
You're a first world germaphobe. Yes, that is.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's crazy. You should tell them.
No, I'm not confrontational.
Oh, well.
I'll just do it on air.
Yeah, it's just like passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive.
At its best, Sarah Wills.
Okay, what about you?
Okay, so this is mine for this week. You were there, so you should know. I'm surprised you didn't say it as your trigger.
You're going to spit it out.
Okay, so yesterday, Sarah and I had a photo shoot.
Yes.
And we were down.
That's just how we roll. Just photo shoots when we're not on air.
Just, you know, getting a few promo shots. I don't even know what they're called. And we were down on the Wynnum Esplanade taking a lovely shot. And, of course, when two women are taking a photo together, there's always some scallywag males in the background shouting, give her a kiss.
Triggered.
I was not impressed.
No,
I was so triggered.
Angry.
I was like, can I not stand next to you without someone wanting me to pash you? Because I don't want to pash you.
I just think you're only human. So 13, 10, 60, Brizzy, call us with what has triggered you this week.
Excited.
Weekend breakfast with those two girls.
You got those two girls at Hit 105. Right now we're doing trigger, those little things that have irritated you during the week. If you got one for us, 13, 10, 60.
I've got another one just before we go to calls. Facebook,
yes.
You know when people tag other people in memes,
yes,
or what have you, and you see what they're tagging. I've got one friend who constantly tags videos or memes of like blackheads being scraped out of skin.
Like pimples being popped.
Or cysts being popped. And I know that there are some people who are so into that. Me, it makes me vomit in my mouth. I cannot handle it. And it comes up when I'm not expecting it. All right. Now, Brianna, Brisbane City, thanks for being specific.
She's in a witness protection program.
Yes.
In town, and obviously it's congested during peak hour, and no one really wants to be in traffic, but they get out of the busy lane and cut down the free lane and just to cut back into the busy lane, just to get ahead of a few cars.
You mean going into the transit lane and cheating?
Just to get ahead of it. That was me yesterday, Brianna.
In the rearview mirror that they're cutting out, and then they'll like go a few cars ahead and then like try and cut back in.
Well, Lise just said that she did that yesterday, Brianna. So what would you like to say to Lise?
Sorry, Brianna.
She really triggered me then.
It was probably Lise who cut you off. All right. Mackenzie from Wishart, have you been triggered this week?
Can I talk?
Yeah, talk.
My trigger is my brother Jaro when he hides behind corners from doors and then jumps out and scares me.
Oh, Mackenzie, you poor thing.
Brothers,
that sounds hideous.
They're a blessing and a curse. But do you know what? You're our first kid that we've ever spoken to on the show. How old are you, Mackenzie?
Eight.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
No, never.
Well, you're a natural, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And that can be your revenge for your brother. You just tell him, I was on those two girls' show, so never
Telling
jump out at me again.
Telling all of Brisbane how annoying you are. That's what we like to hear, Mackenzie. You have a lovely weekend with your brother, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, so cute.
Up, oh. Our Oscars music.
Here we go.
Another outstanding show.
No.
I give us an 11 out of 10
every week.
Today.
Oh, every week I think she's not going to do it this week. And she does.
Oh, because I just can't help it. It's how I feel.
You are our hype girl in this team, aren't you?
It's like, you know, you can't sell a secret, Sarah. I'm open with my dreams. That was an 11 show, and we're out. Have a great weekend,
Now, guys,
Brisbane.
We're not going to be on next Saturday, but I tell you what we are going to be on.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
going to be on for a fortnight every morning, filling in for Stav, Abby, Matt and Osha while they have a two-week well-deserved break. So we're starting on Monday, the 3rd of July. So you get to hear us for 3 hours every morning. Some of you may be crying. Some of you may be woohooing, but we'll be here on Hit 105. Have a good one.
Weekend Breakfast with those two girls.